Second John. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. Second John, verse 1. In the first epistle of John, he does not cite any name for himself, but here he says, the elder. I don't see any reverend in there either. This dear apostle John, who leaned his head on the Master's bosom, having the most intimate place with the Savior, is here writing as an elder. The only place we find the word reverend is in Psalm 111, verse 9. Holy and reverend is his name. Note, reverend is not applied to God in this way, nor does the Hebrew word yareh bear this signification. Instead, it means holy and terrible, or holy and tremendous is his name. His name is to be reverenced. He is not to be called reverend. Here was a lady who had a church and was the leader of this church. This word lady is kuria in the original and means sovereign or master. In England, the word lady was given to the high-class folk who were born into the nobility. The lady in this chapter is in the aristocracy of heaven. This lady has a wonderful letter written to her and to her children. This made an impression on me. There were 8,000 saved in the beginning of the age. We never read of any big, spectacular building for them to meet in. They had little houses. They were praying people, and God gave the word to them. These people grew. In Paul's letter to the Hebrews, he admonished them to separate themselves. God is always separating his people and reckoning among the nations. We are not of the world any more than the Lord Jesus Christ was of the world. We are to live and walk that way. We read of Mary having a church in her home, and at the time, Peter was in prison and the people were having a prayer meeting for him at Mary's home. In Acts 8, we read of a great persecution. The people were scattered. They went everywhere preaching the word that they knew. They met in homes. This woman was one of those. Her children speak of the church that met in her home. In 1 John, John is talking to the children. In 1 John, love was to the front. In 2 John, notice how much is made of the truth. Love is born of the truth of God. The more we love the people of God, the more we do for them. Let's love people in the truth. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. 2 John verses 3 and 4. If the truth dwells in us, we will walk in it and live it out. In the Greek, the phrase, found of thy children, is found some of thy children. This was the church to whom John was writing. The commandment from the Father was to love one another. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. 2 John verses 5 and 6. In the Greek, verse 6 reads like this, that we walk in obedience to his commandments and live in love. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. 2 John verse 7. As Jesus Christ came in the flesh, he will come again in glorified flesh. There was one perfect human on the earth then, but after a while there will be thousands of perfect humans, spirit, soul, and body. We will have a perfect mind, soul, and body. That is our hope in Christ Jesus, who was a perfect human when he was here on earth. In verse 7, the deceivers mentioned here were separating the body from the man, Christ Jesus, by saying that Christ was the Son of God, but that he had not come in a body and was not human. We know that God prepared him a body in which he was to be born and live. Jesus looked like any other man. I like to think of him that way. That is what makes him so much more wonderful. He was not beautiful. Scripture says there is no beauty that we should desire him. Isaiah 53 verse 2. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. 2 John verse 8. Walk in the light, do right, and bring your state up to your standing so that you will receive what you have wrought. It could mean that we, the apostles and the workers, lose not those things that we have wrought or done. In 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 19, Paul wrote, "You are my crown of rejoicing, and what he had wrought will come back to him in a great reward." Millions have been saved because of the word that Paul wrote. He is still on the stage and is still talking through others. Think of the way that the word has gone forth. Those whose light Paul has shed on their pathway will be jewels in his crown and will adorn him throughout eternity. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. 2 John verse 9. The doctrine of Christ is that Jesus Christ came down into this world and walked in this world. There is a trinity and unity in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. 2 John verse 10. Notice carefully, the gentle, tender John is saying to not receive that man into your house. When we know they do not have the true doctrine, we need not say, "The Lord bless you." Paul said, "If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." Galatians 1 verse 9. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. 2 John verses 11 and 12. Here's where we see the Lord talking to us in the phrase, "Come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy," his joy and ours too, "may be full." Oh, glory to God, our joy will be full then. He loves us better than anyone in this world. Let's revel in this fact. Let's believe it and get the joy out of it now, because later on we are going to get more. I believe the second epistle of John always speaks of a later time than the first epistle. The third epistle of John speaks of an even later time yet and brings us right down to the end of the age. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. 2 John verse 13.